Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Morning, family. This is your friend, your sister, your girl. This is Minister Kim this morning right here on Voices of Hope Radio, where we are the community that gives you hope, faith, and love to assist individuals and families to obtain a quality of life that promotes personal, spiritual, and social transformation for healthy families. That sounds good, right? You know why I sound good? Because that's what we mean. Amen. We want you to have healthy family ties. We know that this month that, you know, there's awareness to awareness going on, but every day we should be aware of something. Amen. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But I'm excited that you're here, that God has brought us back again another week. We are grateful for all your support. I know that you're going to love our guest today because she is a special woman that's doing special things. Amen. So we're grateful for that. So let's talk about our topic today. Social media marketing wasn't always taken seriously. Even 5 years after the public launch of Facebook, marketers were still wondering if they should include the Facebook fad in their marketing strategy. Come today, businesses are investing a lot of time to research and test various strategies they should use on social and what other networks they should be on. Alongside this major shift, the need arose for the social media manager, usually employed as part of the marketing team, but in some cases working alone and filling in for other duties, like bloggers and email marketing. It's been a rapid change, and this has left many marketing managers and VIPs unsure about what to look for when hiring for the position. Everyone uses social media, right? Yep, I know, because I'm on social media, Facebook, www, guess what? Voices of Hope Radio. So what differentiates a social media expert from an average millennial who grew up using these networks all day, every day? To help you and I understand what should we be looking for, should we hire someone to do our events as well as market us on social media? What social media sites should we get on? Because I know for me, I can't multitask. I like the Twitter, Facebook. Now they got Instagram. They probably have some new stuff out that I'm not even privy to right now that you might even tell me. And I'm like, girl, I don't know nothing about that. But we have a young lady here that's going to help us, amen, to decipher which avenue we should take for our business. It's very important. And even sometimes not even about your business, even about, let's say, personal. You know, I have some peers that will say to me, you know, I'm on Facebook only to connect with my family. Some people, because they have a Facebook account, have been able to reconnect with family members. And then the reverse side is some people are on social media sites and they've got themselves in trouble because of the things and the people that they have entertained and comment on. So what is your purpose for using social media to be up, popular, or for business or for personal? We're going to find out all about that when our guest comes on. But before that happens, before we go higher in the show today, I must pinpoint this. I said this is something that we're going to talk about later on. I must share this with you because I'm here to encourage you, okay, to take care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. This month we have breast cancer and domestic violence awareness. Events were held and continue to be held to encourage, to educate, and empower the audience to self-examine themselves as it relates to taking care of self. You matter. Your life matters. Therefore, never let yourself or others devalue who you are. You are here with a purpose. I need to reiterate that. I need you to hear me. You are here with a purpose. Therefore, treat each day, relationships, as a gift. If others don't respect you, then they don't need to be in your space. I'm saying that. Yep. Ouch. On those who you got to say, ta-ta, see you later. Because guess what? These two are number one killers, especially in our city, our state, because we don't take care of ourselves. I had a friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer. Thank God that she was proactive. Thank God she was proactive. And she examined herself to find out the root cause of it. All these isms and schisms and all these diseases that we have, it's a root to it. That's why you got to examine yourself. You have to take care of you. You have to value the most important creature when you look at yourself in the mirror, when you lay down at night, when you get up in the morning. Please take care of yourself. And regarding to domestic violence, the first sign of it is the verbal abuse. They get into your mind. Don't let nobody take your mind. And if you in either or situation, there are resources out there that will help you. Free, some have a little stipend to it, but guess what? There are services that are out there, and we definitely want to give you those services. So be sure to tune in each week, because guess what? October is awareness month, but we here, we aware every day. You got to be aware of every, you got to get some reminders to check yourself. So go to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. Take the pledge, make your doctor appointment, and make sure you get a mammogram today. God bless you. We love you dearly, and I want you to take care of yourself. Value yourself today. When we come back on Voice of Hope Radio, we're going to have our guest. Come on, Radio Angel. We're ready to go high.
Great God, great God.
You are great forever.
Great God, great God.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Voices of Hope. This is, again, your girl, your friend, your sister, Minister Kim. I hope you're enjoying yourself, because I'm always enjoying myself when we come together. That's what it is when you come together with family, right? Okay, so our guest today is truly an expert. Alrighty, she's an event and media, social media market manager. Amen. So we definitely want to get her on the line and ask her some questions to help us out, whether it's personal or professional. You need to know the reason why you are opening or engaging in these social media accounts, okay? So we want to make sure that you got your pen and your paper. So when we come back, Kim's going to have our guest on. We'll be back. All right. I hope you got your paper and your pad and, you know, whatever you need to write down some notes, because our guest is here. She's online. Welcome, Dillis, to the show. This is Minister Kim. God bless you this morning.
Thank you so much, Minister Kim. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Humbled.
You are so welcome. God bless. So I know it's Saturday, it's early in the morning, and I do appreciate it again for you stopping by and just gracing us with your knowledge. So I hear that you are an event and social media expert. You manage this area. So tell us, what is it that you do in reference to, do you plan events? You know, because you hear event planners, you hear coordinators. I'm like, what is this? It, you know, like 2017, they have all these different titles and all these different. I'm like, okay, when I grew up, your mama, your family members came together. You went to the store. You got some decorations, cut cake, and you have a party, right? Sometimes you didn't even have decorations. But now they have the gender parties for the expecting mama. They got the baby shower that looked like they have the prince and the queen coming. I'm like, girl, all this money. So they're like, oh, yeah, because we have to hire our event planner. And then somebody, you know, my event coordinator. I'm like, okay, y'all too deep for me. So just help me out. Wait, let me just put this disclaimer here. I'm not here to, and I'm not trying to devalue nobody. I'm just trying to figure out, when did this shift come about? So I could get, right. Let me just get on board. You know what I'm saying? I only call my family members. They're like, you ain't hiring nobody to do the event? No, because this is what we used to do. What happened? Maybe like, you better go hire somebody. Let me introduce you to so-and-so. So tell us. Talk to us.
For me, it's where clients are concerned, I actually create out-of-the-box opportunities for my clients where I can set them apart from other people in their industries, where I individualize their talent and purpose and their gifts. So it's not pretty much just event planning per se. For me, it's media marketing, it's social media management, it's event marketing. So I'm marketing the event in such a way where people would want to attend your event. And because it's coming from a space of love, it's coming from a space of authenticity and truth, and it's something that is going to value them. So when they leave your event, it's pretty much they have a space of knowing who they are from the time they went to the event to the time they're leaving, and just adding tips and strategies and things of that nature. So anything empowerment or anything with purpose is what I would promote or market, if you will. The media marketing aspect of it is just with clients. I help them create their story from triumph to from tragedy to triumph, where I'm actually helping them build what it is that they go through, because they have to grow through it. So when you have a business, you want to make sure that you're authentic and transparent, where, you know, you sound relatable, you feel relatable, and people can trust you. Because for me, yes, social media is huge. It does play a big role. But if you have 10,000 likes but nobody's buying your product, if you have 10,000 likes and nobody's attending your event, that's where I come in. I make it very, very easy for you to have your business be more engaging and authentic, where someone's like, okay, well, she has something that I need. So I come from it from that standpoint. For me, it's increasing sales and increasing productivity and making sure that you stand out as an individual as well as a business owner.
Oh, okay. So it's like, I'm being a devil advocate, a publicist, right? Because, you know, it'd be like, yeah, that's another term. I have a publicist, so just contact my poet. I'm like, huh? All right, so I can't contact you personally. No.
I mean, it's just giving them the direct tools, because I'm the person from the outside looking in. And I'm very creative, so my expertise is authentic creativity, where I bring something completely different from, you know, outside of the spectrum, where your business is more of just the business per se, but it's a lifestyle. It's a behavior. It's the way that you do things, the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you live and breathe. And in the beginning, you were saying about, you know, taking care of yourself and, you know, just making sure that all the things in your life align. Every aspect of your life aligned, that's how you're supposed to treat your business as well. So that's what I bring to it. My background is life coaching. I do have a certification in life coaching as well as motivational speaking. So whenever I work with clients, it's not only about social, but it's also personal. Not only just, you know, professional development, but also personal development.
I figured that when you started talking about having that story, right? I figured, I was like, it has to be something more, because, you know, you made event and social media marketing totally different. Like, you gave me a whole different perspective. You gave me an eye-opener moment, because I never looked at an event as someone's story. I really didn't. I was like, we just coming together, a celebration, and have fun. But you're right, from the decor, from even, I believe, inviting people to your events, that's your story. And it has a significant meaning and personalize it, like you said, individualize. So that's one. So I was like, she got to do more than that, because you have to really, like, know the person, right? You got to get to know the person, the personality, the style of a person to create, like, get in their mind to create what they want. That's what I really want.
Exactly. And my thing is, when I work with a client in the beginning, I ask them, what's your vision? What is your goal for this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? What is your why? There has to be a reason in your spirit and your soul of why you want to have this event, or why you want to post this on Facebook, or why you chose to do this business.
Mm-hmm.
What was the aha moment for you? But once you have that, you can say, okay, well, I can do this. So let me share the information with other people and create the story that way. So that's creating this blog, also the art of manifestation, because it's something that's in you that you always wanted to do within yourself, but you didn't know how to do it. And it comes with just, you know, owning the truth and forgiveness and everything else that comes in, so you can actually be complete in order for you to tell your story. So
this is like a therapeutic thing. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, that's therapeutic. This is what sets me apart from other people who do social media and media marketing, because I'm concerned about my clients' well-being. I'm concerned about, you know, their mental state, their psychological state, their spiritual state, their emotional state, because all that comes into play. If you can't create something because you're going through something, then your business is going to fail, and it's going to show. So it's just helping them boost the confidence within themselves to have the strength to say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to tell this story today. This is how I feel today. Business owners, when you're a business owner, life coach, speaker, whatever the case may be, from the outside looking in, people think that you have it together. People think that you're perfect. So I always put out a disclaimer. I'm imperfect. I'm human. I'm still learning how to get myself in order. I'm still a work in progress. So once you're real and you're authentic, it brings more respect to you as a business owner, because people actually get to know that, yes, I've suffered, I've sacrificed, I went through this, never went through that, but I'm still here. I'm still trucking along. So that's the aspect that I come off when I'm coaching a client or doing something in media marketing or social media. It has to be a purpose. There has to be a reason, because I'm about evoking feelings out of people. I want you to touch the person that you need to touch in order for them to say, okay, well, I want to hire her, or, you know, I want to go to her event, or I want to go to his webinar or something. So that's the aspect. That's what makes me different.
Yeah, I see it, because I'm like, this is therapeutic. It's like, okay, now. Okay, so your focus and target, it seems like business. People, whether it's not-for-profit or not, small, medium, or large, it's more someone who like culture for business.
I mean, it's for entrepreneurs in general, because my clientele, I have over 15 clients, and my clients are anywhere from a chef to a business coach to a life intuitive coach to a health conscious liaison to a womb confidence specialist to a person that does vision boards to someone who actually, the other client, she has a massage spa. Like, I have my clients are variations of people. So it's just me getting into them and, you know, feeding their spirit with my energy and, you know, just saying, okay, well, I think maybe this time you should word it this way, because I saw the effect of how that was. Or when you posted this, maybe you should post it that way, and just give pain points. Because when you're targeting people, you have to go through pain points. It's like, okay, so are you ready for change? Are you ready for growth? Are you going through anxiety and depression? Are you losing sleep at night? People are going to be like, oh, my God, yes, you understand where I'm coming from. So
yeah,
I come at it from that angle. Because if you're doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, strategy, business coach, life coach, you know, speaker, whatever, it's the same repetitive thing over and over. So you have to step outside yourself and look to the bigger picture to see, okay, well, maybe I need to switch things up a little bit. So each client that I work with, I create a specific name for them. It's not the same thing for the same client. And that's what sets them apart from everybody else in the industry.
Oh, that's so special. That is really special. So you create, okay, so I'm going to take a commercial break because I see the red light is on for me. So Kim has flashed me this time to take a commercial break. When we come back, I would like to hear, like, how long you really have been in, we talked about this industry, how long you've been in this industry, and what propelled you to do this? Because this is therapeutic. So you're dealing with the mind, body, and soul of the individual, and you're taking their thoughts, their dreams, their vision, and bringing to life for them. So that means that it takes time, quality time, to get to know that individual, to take on the personality, and then to coach them, mentor them, advocate for them. So you're doing a lot of roles. You're a lot of person in one person. So I commend you. And so that's something I would like to hear from you. So when we come back, on VoiceOver, we definitely want to get some more information from you today. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Join Circle of Champions Celebrating Survivors Group for the 2017 Champion Gala, happening Sunday, November 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Milk River, 960 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. It will be an inspirational afternoon where we are honoring champions who are not only survivors, but they also raise awareness for their causes too. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for children. We'll have entertainment and so much more. For more information and to purchase tickets, call 917-328-5224 or search on Eventbrite for the 2017 Champions Gala. We look forward to seeing you there as we celebrate our survivors and our champions. Don't forget, get your tickets today.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Minister Kim here with Phyllis, who is our expert in helping us, to decipher the importance of the event and your social media. I know we've been focusing on entrepreneurs, businesses, but also just looking at, it's a story, whatever you create, whether it's a baby shower or you're doing something for domestic violence, you want to bring an audience, or you want to do something for paid, then you need someone like Phyllis here to help you execute. Because that's what it sounds like you're doing. You're helping the individual to execute their thing. Yeah. So now, I had to ask you a few things before we went on commercial break. So getting back to, I know we, again, talked about the entrepreneurs and stuff like that, but what sparked you? Like, when did you have this aha moment? This is what I want to do. I want to help people. I want to get into the life, the mind of people and get their dreams out. What sparked that for you?
I was 16 years old, actually 17, and I was asked to recite Maya Angelou's poem, Phenomenal Woman, when I was in high school in Belize, and I, at that point, didn't realize that I was creating the destiny for myself as a strong woman to help other women and men as well. And I always had the gift of creativity. You know, I taught dance. I had created a model troupe. I just did different things to the point that I coordinated my prom, my high school prom, among other things, you know, friends, events, and things like that. And I just realized that I was the go-to person that people would come to. Because they were like, you know, you just have a trusting spirit, and I feel like I can talk to you about anything. And then with me, my background is just being abused from a young age, from 7 to 14. So, of course, that really, really dwindled my self-esteem, how I felt about myself. And I was just existing. I wasn't living at that point. So when I decided to do the work and go through forgiveness and love and, you know, acceptance of who I am, you know, with short hair, long hair, you know, gaining weight, losing weight, and just doing the work and just owning the truth and owning who I am as a person, it just clicked. I had that aha moment, like, wow, I'm supposed to help people. This is what I'm here to do. So going through the abuse that I went through, you know, the abuse that I put myself through, the abuse that I allowed other people to put me through, I had to forgive myself and I had to own it, but I also said to myself, you know what, all that stuff happens for a reason, and the reason is for you to share your story because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody is, you know, sitting on a ledge, and if they're hearing your story, they may not want to jump off the ledge afterwards. Somebody might be in a bathtub ready to slit their wrist, but once they hear your story, maybe they're like, damn, my life is not that bad, you know. So it's, for me, it's just enriching lives and making sure somebody knows, you know, you're not alone. There's other people out there. You are loved. You are amazing. You're beautiful and you're powerful. So that's where my story comes in. So when I decided to incorporate the coaching and motivating into my niche, which is media marketing and social media management, every one of my clients have some type of a story that they need to tell. And that's what makes them who they are. And if they don't own it, their business is going to fail. So for me, it's just helping them own the story. So I tell them my stories, the stuff I've been through in my life, and to open up their eyes, to open up their hearts to see, okay, well, wow, like you went from point A to point Z. You fell, you got back up, you fell, you got back up, you fell, you got up, but you didn't stop. You kept trying. You kept being resilient because we all have resilience and drive in us. It's just sometimes we need that person to give us that extra push to take us out of our comfort zone and make us uncomfortable to do the things that we know that we're supposed to do. And being fearless within your fear and knowing that you only have one life, because we do. We only have one life. So either you're going to choose to live or exist. I always say, I don't want to be on my deathbed going shoulda, coulda, woulda, and I didn't. I don't want to be in a nursing home tormenting myself like, shoot, man, you know what? I should have did that when I was 40, and I didn't do it, and I'm 90. It's too late. So that's the analogy that I give my clients whenever they are afraid to jump or do something.
Awesome. So you shared that you have 15 clients. How do you select the individual that you work with? How do you go about that?
It's funny you asked me that question because majority of my clients say that they meditated and they prayed when finding a media marketing or social media person, and my name oftentimes, or God puts my name or my face into their hearts, into their souls, and then they contact me.
Awesome.
Which is like, what? Wow, okay. So nine times out of ten, that's how that happens, or I'm referred to someone from someone else who I've worked with, and, you know, they're like, you know, she's amazing. She gets exactly where I'm coming from, and she gets into my mind and my soul, and she creates what she creates for me. Because if I feel like a lot of clients tell me when I create stuff for them, it's like I actually pulled it out of them without me even knowing what's going on in their lives. So that's how that happens.
Yeah, the spirit of discernment. You could, as you're talking, and I'm just hear the passion of your own story, and then helping others come to terms. Because a lot of times we struggle with even talking about our story, right? What happened? Who? What has created us to be who we are? You know, what creates me to just be like, I don't want to get up today. I want to keep my blind clothes. I don't want something, you know, there's a root to it. I talked about earlier about the, you know, breast cancer, any form of cancer, abuse. There's something in you. There's a root to that. And it attaches itself to individuals. It attaches itself to health issues. So you have to find you. You have to own you. You have to come to terms with that. And a lot of us are afraid of us. We're afraid of ourselves, which is crazy, but we are. We're afraid of ourselves. We're afraid of getting to know our potential, who we really are. Once we unleash that, God, it's like we fly. You know, we become the eagle and we fly. We go higher and, you know, nothing will stop us. So that's what I'm I'm imagining how you work with your clients. And, you know, and I had to ask that question because I'm like, you know, you're deep. but you're sincere, mm-hmm. you're passionate, and, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people would be afraid, you know, because you're opening up the Pandora box in their life, and they don't want it. They're not ready for that. So, yes, it has to be a divine connection. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It has to be a divine connection. It does. I don't take the – because you could just, you know, the whole – you know, interview, that's what I'm getting, you know, like
yeah,
I said.
It is.
Like, you know, how does she get a client?
You know.
I will be running, like, I don't want her to be in my business. But the client has to be ready. You have to be ready.
Yes, exactly. And 9 times out of 10, that's
to unveil.
I get an mm-hmm. inbox or an email or a phone call, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to, you know, knock it out the ballpark. And, you know, I just want to free myself. Let's just say they want to free myself. I'm like, okay, cool. So, you're ready to get rid of the fear, guilt, and shame that's been holding mm-hmm. you bondage for a very long mm-hmm. time to tell your story. And you have to monetize off of that. Whatever it is that you've been through, you've become an expert at it because you know the signs, you know the symptoms, you know the questions to ask, you know what to avoid, you know what to confront. Mm-hmm. So that makes you an expert in whatever it is that you've been through. So you can talk to people. You can be a speaker. You can be a coach. You can be a chef. Whatever it is that your heart desires, that God put in you, that is what you're supposed to be doing. Because you do it effortlessly anyway, so turn it into a business. Why not?
Yeah, that's so true. Awesome! Oh, my God, we definitely have to get you back on. I know you have to go in Saturday morning, but this was so powerful. I hope, audience, you really enjoyed this interview. I know that you know, you probably thought it was going to be something different, but guess what? It was what you needed because you need to unleash and you need to unveil, you need to get connected to individuals, especially if you want to take your business to the next mm-hmm. level. Don't sit on what God has given you. You're here on purpose. I told myself that I'm here on purpose. And what that purpose is, I have to search and find it and own it. Like you mm-hmm. said, you got to own it. You got to own it. Yeah,
I always tell
love
people
you.
Live in your legacy and not leave a legacy. You got to live in your
ooh,
legacy.
I love it. Live in your legacy. I know radio angels jumping up and down over there.
Because, you know, your pain is temporary, but your purpose is permanent. So you have to live in your legacy and do it now because we're not promised tomorrow. Because you only have one life, and that's just what it is at the end of the day. You want to be the person that's like shoulda, coulda, woulda, or do you want to be the person that's like, you know, I'm complete, I'm happy and at peace, and I live my life. You have to choose because we have to make the choice. We create everything that happens to us at times. We create it, and sometimes it's not in our control, sometimes it's out of our control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Those, you are amazing. I look forward to us reconnecting again. This has been an amazing morning. I'm so grateful for the connection. Thank you so much, Radio Angel, for definitely inviting her on the show. Before you leave, how could mm-hmm. our audience connect with you?
They can connect with me on my website, dhylles.com, is D-H-Y-L-L-E-S. Also, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere, Google, D-H-Y-L-L-E-S. I am the only Dhylles. There's Dhylles Victoria and there's Dhylles Davis, which are both my names. On social media, so you can just find me, Dhylles.
Thank you so much. You know, I thought you was going to say,
you.
Like, gotta pray about it, meditate, and then I'll come to you.
Yeah, a lot of my friends do that. They're like, yeah, I've prayed about it, and God led me to you. I'm like, wonderful, great, let's start working,
yes.
Let's get it.
Yes, awesome.
And
yes.
I actually have a pastor as a client as well.
Oh, see, now, come on now. That's right. That's it. Doesn't matter what your title is, what your profession is. If God mm-hmm. sends you Dhylles Victoria Davis, you can
mm-hmm.
definitely, if you don't remember, we will definitely put the link up on our Facebook
mm-hmm.
page, which is www.themorningglory. I'm giving you Morning Glory, which is, well, you know what? Go to the website. You'll definitely have
exactly.
all the information that you need, which is www.themorningglory.org. We definitely will share with our supporters what you are doing in our community so we could definitely have them praying and seeing your beautiful face. All right. I remember, wait a minute, I'm about to do an event. Oh, you know what? I want to do this business. when you go to Miss Davis'
page.
That's great. Thank you. You enjoy the rest of your weekend. We appreciate you and definitely come back again.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I will. Good morning. Have a good one.
Thank you. Welcome back. OMG, did you enjoy Dillis Victoria Davis? OMG, awesome, inspirational. This is about hope, faith, and love for the entire family. I really enjoyed that. And please check out our website, www.themorningglory.org, and let us know how we can assist you in making that connection with her. Coming up next on VoiceOver Radio is my bestie, Radio Angel, with What's Happening. Yeah, what's happening? What's happening? I don't know. She got all the information. So I'm going to lean back and give it over to Radio Angel. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio.
Good morning, and good morning, family. What's going on, Voices of Hope? This is Radio Angel, and you're in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community. What's going on in your community? What's going on in my community? What's going on in the community? Well, anyway, I've got to run through this fast because we got a lot of stuff going on. First and foremost, I want to shout out the Roses from Mount Vernon because on this October 26th, that's right, they're celebrating their 10th Pastoral Church Anniversary. Not only have they extended an invitation to us, the staff of Voices of Hope, but they've actually extended an invitation to you, family, to come out and celebrate with them. The church is located at 14 North Bond Street, right here in Mount Vernon. Yay! So go out there, support them, love on them. Guess what? You may see Miss Minister Kim and Sister Kim, a.k.a. Radio Angel, out there. So this will be a great opportunity for us to fellowship. So again, that will be October 26th. Church is located at 14 Bond Street in Mount Vernon, New York. All right, moving right along. November 4th, there's two things going on. One, 2017 Black Expo taking place at the Black National Theater located on 5th Avenue and 125th Street right here in Harlem from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you want some information in regards to the 2017 Black Expo, please call this number, 917-501-0614. Yes. Also on the same day, right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, We Are Phenomenal Women are, sorry, I think I goofed that up. We Are Phenomenal Women are hosting a domestic violence awareness event. Listen, they're going to have great speakers out there. They're going to have great resources and tools. I'm going to invite each and every one of you to come out to this event and bring a youth. Because a lot of times our youth don't understand what domestic violence is. And they're in domestic violence relationships, whether it's with their best friend, whether it's with their parent, whether it's with someone in school as far as a teacher, or maybe even someone they like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So this is a great event to be able to network and get the resources that you need and the tools that you need. This is taking place once again November 4th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, located at Jimmy Grand Cafe. That's where it's going to be held at. Jimmy Grand Cafe, which is located at 1001 Castle Hill Road right in the Bronx. Here is the telephone number so that you can call the young lady up. Her name is Patricia. The telephone number is 917-981-8966. 917-981-8966. Her name is Patricia. Tickets are $35 in advance, so you do want to be able to get that savings, because at the door it's going to be more. So make sure you make your way over there. Let them know that you've heard it right here on Voices of Hope. Woohoo! Now, November 11th is a big day. That's Black Wall Street taking place at The Mist, which is located at 16 West 116th Street between Lenox and Fifth. Lenox and Fifth, Black Wall Street. Yes, there are going to be over 300 communities that community members that are going to be out there. They're going to be a minimum of 20 black business owners. So come on out there and support this. Oh, now listen, that takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, that's November 11th. But the good news is, also what's taking place on that same day is Unlock Your Dreams, hosted by the same person who is bringing you Black Wall Street, LaToya Parker, the phenomenal and awesome. So listen, everything that we talk about in this community, in this section, is going to be on our website. However, if you need information about Unlock Your Dreams or anything about Black Wall Street, you can call 646-878-9519. 646-878-9519. And you can always go to unlockyourdreams.info. Unlockyourdreams.info. Now, in November, November 19th, which happens to be a Sunday, it's going to happen, the Champion Gala. That's a gala where people who have survived different things, domestic violence, cancer, car wrecks, different things that have held them back, that could have held them back, let's put it that way, that could have held them back, well, they're being celebrated that particular day. And we would love for you to come and be a part of that celebration. This is taking place on November 19th at Milk River. Milk River is the name of the venue, Milk River. And that's in Brooklyn. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for children. If you need any information, you can contact Michelle at 917-328-5224, 917-328-5224 for tickets. Let her know that you actually heard it right here on the Voices of Hope. Family, I know that you know this, but I'm just going to say it one more time. We have our Breakfast for Soul, which takes place on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Breakfast for Your Soul with Minister Kim. The caller number is 641-715-3600. 30, and the PIN number is 100-399-POUND. Also, moms, aunties, godmommies, girl cousins, we have something called Praying Moms, the prayer line as well as the Bible study. And that takes place every Monday from 8:30 p.m. to, well, it takes place at 8:30 p.m. p.m. because I've heard that they have been on there and they be rocking it. The Holy Spirit be coming in there tearing it up. So sometimes they go past their 30 minutes. So the telephone number is 218-862-9377. And the passcode is 9874. Pound. Listen, family, listen. If you got something going on in your community, whether that community is Nigeria, California, or right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, send us an email at info@themorningglory.org. info@themorningglory.org. Listen, we have over 70,000 listeners. So it's bound to catch somebody's attention, and it's bound to bring you some blessings for you actually sending us the information. Everybody, family, you know I love you, love you, love you. I think that's my cue. I have nothing. I actually wrote everything down, and I think we've talked about everything. Once again, I want to shout out the Roses on their 10th annual, well, sorry, I keep saying annual, but their 10th anniversary for Pastoral and Church. So, Upon This Rock Ministry, we shout you out. We send you love. Peace.
Radio Angel, you're always a blessing. If you have something that you would like to share with us, please, 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 you can email us at hope@info@themorningglory.org. Amen. Don't forget to email us your information. And don't forget, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are asking you to take our pledge. We're asking for 1,000, just 1,000. 1,000 people just to sign up to say that they'll take that pledge, okay? Coming up on Voice of Radio is Real Talk Behind the Collar. It's your girl. Stay with me. We'll be back.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Okay, okay, okay. I am here. I am back with Real Talk Behind the Collar. We've been talking about for a few weeks positive motivation, and I gave you the definition, what it was, even gave you some strategies and how to handle your goals, you know, setting things on vision boards or putting posters up to remind you of how you can stay on target or the things that you want to do, and looking at what you want to go after in life is a wonderful thing, because sometimes you got to motivate yourself, all right? That's the most important thing. So in conclusion, I want us to look at this, the bigger picture, the real answer, the real reason why I'm talking to you in reference to positive motivation when we see all this stuff, all the catastrophes and things that are happening in Florida, here, sometimes even in our own homes, things don't look as bright as we would like them. But even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of sadness, right, we have to motivate ourselves. And the only way that we can do that, we have to have a focal point. We have to have a target. We have to have something to look forward and doing to get us up out of the bed, to get us out of the house, to keep us engaging and doing something so that we can reach our ultimate goal. So the real issue that I want to talk about tonight is loving yourself. Love yourself. Positive motivation is about loving yourself. Loving you for who you are and being able to accept that, so no matter what you do, you show up. When I set my short-term and my long-term goals, and when I reach my short-term goal and I can get excited, I can have my aha moment. It will push me to go a little further to get that long-term goal, because when I start obtaining what I go after, it makes you feel good. You love you. You have more confidence in you. You believe in you. You push yourself. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome experience. It's an emotional that will get you to that next hump. When that hump comes, that mountain that will come, because you know the bigger picture, that bigger thing that you want is on the other side. So now you're determined. Now you're motivated. You sweat. You cry. You sacrifice sleep. You'll do whatever you need to do to get to the bigger goal. So in my conclusion, about positive motivation, love you, take care of you. That means taking time out to create a vision board, to put up posties, your reminders, to set short and long-term goals, to wake up in the morning and see those reminders speaking back to you. What you're doing is you've already planted the seed, but now the words of walk, glory, hallelujah, you begin to water it. And eventually, it's going to manifest. You're going to accomplish the goal. And as you see yourself accomplishing goals and reaching the bigger goals, you want to set more goals. Then you don't put limits on you. Then you can fly like an eagle, like I said earlier. I love you. I appreciate you. And I want the best for you. So all of our students, I know this first marking period is almost over, but keep pushing. Keep pushing. You might have got a failing grade, but it's not over. The semester's not over. You can do it. What do you need to go back to? Go back to your vision board. Go back to those stickers. Go back to our calls, right? Go back. Icon the show. Check me out. Whatever you need to do. But get back on track. We believe you. We believe you. So keep pressing forward. This is Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We'll be back on Voices of Hope. Family, it's been real. I pray that you enjoyed this segment today as we work so hard to give you that hope, that faith, and that love that we all need. I've had an awesome, awesome time with you. Thank God for Radio Angel for making an awesome connection, reaching out to our guest today. Wasn't she awesome? Dillis Victoria Davis, right here on Voices of Hope Radio. What an ah moment I had today. We hope that you did too. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club. Come on, I got some good gifts that I got from Amazon. Come on, look, don't wait till the holidays. We call us up. Oh, I don't know. Get them now. Your birthday, your family member. Just inbox us on Facebook, which is the Voice of Hope Radio, or, you know, join us right on the website. That's www.themorningglory.org. Join the birthday club, okay? I want to give away these gifts. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep safe, and spread the love. We love you here. God bless you. Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.